A Simple Heart. Chapter 1. Félicité. For half a century, the housewives of Pont-l'Évêque had envied Madame Aubin, her servant Félicité. For 100 francs a year, she cooked and did the housework, washed, ironed, darned, bridled the horse, fattened the chickens, made the butter, and remained faithful to her mistress, although the latter was by no means an agreeable person. Madame Aubin had married a comely youth without any money, who died in the beginning of 1809, leaving her with 2 young children and a number of debts. Upon his death, she sold all her property, excepting the farm at Touques and the farm at Géfosse, the income of which barely amounted to 5,000 francs. Then she left her house in Saint-Melen and moved into a less expensive one, which had belonged to her ancestors and which was situated behind the marketplace. This house, with its slate-covered roof, stood between an alley and a narrow street that led down to the river. Inside, the floors were at different levels, which caused people to stumble. A narrow hallway separated the kitchen from the living room, where Madame Aubin sat all day in a straw armchair near the window. 8 mahogany chairs stood in a row against the white wainscoting. An old piano, standing beneath a barometer, was covered with a pyramid of old books and boxes. On either side of the yellow marble mantelpiece, in Louis XV style, stood a tapestry armchair. The clock, in the middle, represented a temple of Vesta, and the whole room smelt musty, as it was on a lower level than the garden. On the first floor was Madame's bedchamber, a large room papered in a flowered design, and containing the portrait of Monsieur dressed in the costume of a dandy. It communicated with a smaller room, in which there were 2 little cribs, without any mattresses. Next came the parlour, always closed, filled with furniture covered with sheets. Then a corridor, which led to the study, where books and papers were piled on the shelves of a bookcase that enclosed 3/4 of the big black desk. 2 panels were entirely hidden under pen and ink sketches, gouache landscapes, and etchings by Autran, relics of better times and vanished luxury. On the second floor, a dormer window lit Félicité's room, which looked out upon the meadows. She arose at daybreak in order to attend mass, and she worked without interruption until night. Then, when dinner was over, the dishes cleared away, and the door securely locked, she would bury the log under the ashes and fall asleep in front of the hearth with a rosary in her hand. Nobody could bargain with greater obstinacy, and as for cleanliness, the luster on her brass saucepans was the envy and despair of other servants. She was most economical, and when she ate, she would gather up crumbs with the tip of her finger, so that nothing should be wasted of the loaf of bread weighing 12 pounds, which was baked especially for her and lasted 3 weeks. In summer and winter, she wore a printed kerchief fastened in the back with a pin, a bonnet which concealed her hair, a red skirt, grey stockings, and an apron with a bib, like those worn by hospital nurses. Her face was thin, and her voice shrill. When she was 25, she looked 40. After she had passed 50, nobody could tell her age. Erect and silent always, she resembled a wooden figure working automatically.